In 2016, President Donald Trump campaigned on promises to save U.S. manufacturing jobs from leaving the country, including hundreds at the Indianapolis Carrier plant. Despite Trump's deal to save some of those jobs, Carrier and many other companies sent jobs to Mexico anyway. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports on the outcome of those promises from 4 years ago.
Cars drive by a nondescript strip mall on the west side of Indianapolis. The Carrier plant sits just on the other side of the intersection.
This was a popular spot 4 years ago. This parking lot would be full packed. These little small businesses are hurting because of corporate greed.
Dwayne Oreskovic worked for the air conditioner and heating company for about 5 years. He and other Carrier workers would frequently come to this strip mall to pick up lunch or grab a cup of coffee. But after the layoffs, some of the businesses have closed or changed owners. Since his layoff, Oreskovic has been taking classes to become a certified home inspector, all at the same time working temp jobs he's able to get, making significantly less.
If you get a job, unfortunately, for under $15 an hour, you got to take it. You got to make a living. It's a hard living. It's ramen noodles. To put to you like that, it's ramen noodles all night.
The Indianapolis plant made national headlines when then-President-elect Trump made a deal with the company to keep jobs from going to Mexico. Hundreds of jobs still left. While Trump has made promises to save manufacturing jobs, Ball State economist Michael Hicks says the president's trade battles and other policies have done the opposite.
But with the beginning of the trade war about midway through 2018 and then up until the start of the pandemic, Indiana had lost about 5,800 factory jobs.
In fact, 2019 was the first time since the Great Recession that Indiana lost more manufacturing jobs than it gained. For those in the manufacturing industry, the loss of jobs is an ongoing challenge going back decades. Former union president Chuck Jones remembers when he got the call in February 2016 telling him Carrier planned to close the plant and move the jobs to Mexico. He says he didn't believe it at first.
I had to make a list of, in order, which ones I think would have would be moving out of this country. Carrier would have been towards the bottom.
Jones now serves as Wayne Township trustee after almost 50 years working in manufacturing at Rexnord, a plant just down the street from Carrier that also offshored jobs. Now, with many plants in Indiana and across the country sending jobs overseas, Jones doesn't see the stability in the industry like he once did.
Well, I'd discourage anybody from getting into manufacturing now. I'd encourage them to get involved with a trade because manufacturing, I think, is going to be a dinosaur unless something's done in Washington, D.C. to put limitations on these jobs leaving the country.
Jones and Dwayne Oreskovic, the former Carrier worker, both believe Trump needs to do more to stop the offshoring of manufacturing jobs. But Michael Hicks at Ball State says in a global economy, companies are going to look for ways to keep costs down and stay competitive. That's the reason Carrier cited for moving its jobs to Mexico. Since the layoffs, Carrier added about 120 positions at the Indiana plant in 2018 and separated from its parent company, United Technologies, earlier this year. While things might be busy at the plant now, Oreskovic says even for workers at long-established companies like Carrier, who's to say the jobs will be here tomorrow?
So the collective fear is like, everyone's going down to Mexico for cheaper wages. And when you get this new job, it's like, are you guys going to go somewhere or not going to go somewhere? So it's a collective fear, not just here in Indiana, but for the nation.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.